Welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast. This is where Matt shares all his ideas on how to be happier, more successful, and enjoy life to the fullest. Please go to mattogradycoaching.com and thelivinggratitudebook.com to learn more and receive your free micro coaching session with Matt.
Hello and welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast, mattogradycoaching.com. Today we're going to focus on some quotes by Wayne Dyer, and I'm really excited to do this. Wayne is one of my favorite contemporary teachers. I've read probably, 30 of his books. I think he's got 40-something, but watched his movie, The Shift. He's got probably thousands of audio recordings and different events and things out there on YouTube. I highly recommend you check it out. It's one book is better than the next, in my opinion. I just don't feel like you can go wrong at all. So if you haven't explored him or you're not really Wayne Dyer focused, hopefully this podcast will help you become someone who is a little more interested in Wayne Dyer. I think he really helped bridge the gap between the mainstream kind of self-help community and the more kind of, you know, deeper spiritual community. And he's just, him and Louise Hay, I think, are really perfect examples of people who, for lack of a better term, really got deep into their work later in life. You know, they didn't start in their teens and 20s. It was really more in their 40s and 50s that they deepened their spiritual paths, and they did so very significantly and ended up writing lots of books and teaching lots of courses all over the world and have inspired millions of people. So I think it's well worth taking a look at Wayne Dyer and his work and his teaching, because it's so accessible. He doesn't teach anything that any of us can do it. Literally anyone. And that's one of the greatest gifts of Wayne, is you could wake up today and start living Wayne Dyer's teaching and with no prerequisites, no having taken any other courses or anything. And most of us, of course, have. And I think you would do your life a great service by listening, following, studying Wayne Dyer's teaching. So let's start. The first quote here is great. And I got this from addictedtosuccess.com. These quotes, it's the article's entitled 34 Inspirational Wayne Dyer Quotes. That's what I'm going to use today. I looked at a bunch of different pages, and I think this one is really great. Upon awakening, let the words of thank you flow from your lips, for this will remind you to begin your day with gratitude and compassion. Yeah, I agree, Wayne. So I've been waking up, practicing gratefulness just about every day for over 20 years, and it's one of the greatest gifts that I've given to myself and to my life, is starting my day with gratitude, regardless of the circumstances. If I'm breathing and able to get out of bed, I've got a bed, I've got a pillow, got a roof over my head. I was warm or cool. It's July right now, so focused on being cool. The heat wave here in New York. It's going to be 90-something today. So, yeah, so I'm, you know, I've got coffee to brew and running water and bathrooms and, you know, just being grateful for the most basics, the most basic aspects of life, which most of us have. You can just start there. And, you know, some people say, well, what about this? What about that? Well, yeah, but it's about directing your attention to something you already have. That's the easiest thing to be grateful for. And then you can build everything out from there. You can be grateful in advance. You can be grateful for hopefulness and faith and the ability to direct your attention, the ability to visualize or use your imagination or to research or communicate or take a class or learn how to become better at meditation or anything else. So just keep that in mind. If you start your day with gratitude, as Wayne suggests here, and compassion, not just for others, but for ourselves, really is a beautiful, beautiful gift. I'm not going to go too much deeper into that right now, but it is a really important teaching. So as we continue here with Wayne's quotes, he's got literally thousands of great ones from his books, but I think this is an important one here. Doing what you love is the cornerstone of having abundance in your life. I love that because it's not about the money or the material. It's about your experience. And ultimately, of course, we want money and material things, you know, unless we're, you know, a Zen Buddhist monk living in a cave. You know, we want things, right? Because even most Buddhist monks living in a cave would want, you know, fire, food, warmth, water, right? I know there are those breatharians, those people who don't need any sustenance, but I bet they want to stay warm at night, right? So even people who don't eat may have desires, right? To be safe, to, you know, have a place to rest, to live. So whether you go to the extreme of the kind of monk level or monkess level, and then, you know, back to most of us who, you know, we want a house, we want cars, we want to be able to travel, we want to be able to buy things, do things, have experiences. And there's nothing wrong with that. Now, you can let those overwhelm your life and become addicted, as this website is, addicted to it and attached to it. But there's a middle way. And if you're doing what you love, as Wayne suggests here, as being the cornerstone of having abundance, if you're waking up every day and doing what you love, and even if you have a job you don't like, so other than those 8, 9, 10 hours a day, make sure the rest of your life is doing things you love, being with people you love. I highly recommend finding a job eventually that you love, doing work that you love, like I do. Like, I own a digital marketing company, and I love marketing, and I love helping people and their businesses grow, and we're helping people publish books now, and I love it. And then I have a coaching business, which I think you all know, MattO'GradyCoaching.com. So, oh, and if you need digital marketing, that's HarmoniaMedia.com. So, you know, that's just what I love doing, you know, for work. So all day long, I'm loving what I do. And then I'm with family and friends when I'm not working. And some of the people I work with are really close friends. It's an amazing way to live life, just being with people and doing things that you love all day long. So I highly recommend it. Here's some more really good ones. When you have the choice between being right and being kind, just choose kind. Yeah, I know another version of this quote. It's a question. Do you want to be right or do you want to be in love? And my wife and I use this one a lot. And it's really helpful because our egos get so attached to being right, you know. And at the end of the day, does it really matter if you're right about this, that, or the other detail or who made the mistake? Isn't what's important to you harmony, connection, that love, or if it's a friend or coworker or something, just simple kindness and compassion, right? It really is not about being right, because the only one that gets that reward is your ego, and the ego is forever getting in the way of the depth and beauty of your life. We all have egos, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just a natural process of being a human being. But there's no reason to keep feeding the ego on the regular basis. So if you're someone who likes to be right, like me, I used to love to be right and prove people wrong and do all sorts of things and then get frustrated when I was wrong and had to admit it and feel bad about myself and go through all this stupid, ridiculous cycle of misery, right? Just skip all that. Choose kindness. Just do it as an experiment. Just pick a day. I've done this, and I'm telling you, this is amazing. Just pick a day, and your intention is to be kind and compassionate all day long for yourself and others. So every interaction with yourself, when you look in the mirror, when you look at your kitchen, when you look at your car, when you look at your desk, your work, kindness, compassion. When you look out at anyone else, your family, your friends, your coworkers, strangers on the street, kindness and compassion. And just experience what a day living, being kind and compassionate all day long. And I am telling you, you will never want to live any other way because it feels so good. You're just setting aside all of your attachments of being right, being better than others, being smarter or, you know, whatever, better than others, right? And simply just being kind, it just nurtures our soul so much. It just caresses our heart in such a way that we just feel so good, so relaxed, so free. So I love this quote by Wayne. And, you know, for relationships, especially, you know, spouses and such, you know, people in romantic relationships, if you really want to have your relationship go well, choose love and kindness rather than being right, and you will be much, much happier. Much happier. Okay. This is a good one, also for relationships. If you're single, this is for you. Practice being the kind of person you wish to attract. And that's really big, right? Now, if you are looking for love in all the wrong places, start practicing this and things will turn around. And for people in relationship, this is still true, right? You know, practice being the kind of person that you want your partner to be. So if you want them to be kind, generous, thoughtful, loving, passionate, supportive, communicative, whatever it is, do that thing. As Leo da Vinci says, if you want to learn how to do something, do that thing. It's like the simplest, most wisdom-filled quote I've ever heard. You know, it's just so true. We have to just be and vibrate and have and experience and live through the filter of whatever it is we want, and then we get more of that thing. It's fun, right? Here's another good one. The more you see yourself as what you'd like to become and act as if what you want is already there, the more you'll activate those dormant forces that will collaborate to transform your dream into your reality. Whew. Yeah, that is big. We're going to have to deconstruct this one a little bit. So, first of all, just seeing yourself as what you'd like to become, right? Visualizing, imagining, daydreaming, just 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds. Sometimes a 10-second imagination or daydream about what you want, it just completely opens you up. You know, we're willing to put in dozens of hard hours of hard work, sometimes hundreds of hours of hard work trying to do something. Yet the easy path, easy, simple, easy path of just imagining what you want. You could just lie on the couch, sit in a chair, be driving, do whatever, and just simply imagine what you want to become. And people skip that. They say, "Ah, I'd rather work hard," you know, for years, instead of simply imagining, right? Come on. It's so easy. It's so fun. I love it. Visualization has become a really big part of my practice. And it's been a big part of my practice throughout the years, but intermittent, you know, kind of into it for a few months and then take a break for a few months and then come back to it. Or some years are more visualization focused, but now I'm just doing it every day. I just love it. I just love it. And I find that it really works. So that's just the very beginning of this quote. Then, and act as if what you want is already there. Being grateful in advance comes to mind. Having full faith, seeing yourself there, acting as if, right, for whatever it is you want. Oh man, so good. Then, he says, the more you'll activate those dormant forces. So as you visualize, as you imagine, as you act as if, what you're doing is awakening this reality within you so that you can start to live this reality. If you're not doing that at all, then you're missing out on a really great power that lives inside all of us to help us get, do, be, have, give, whatever it is we want in life. And then these forces will collaborate to transform your dream into reality. I mean, this quote is just massive, right? I mean, we have to take it to be true. Look at his life. He did everything he ever wanted. He had all the things he ever wanted to do. Pretty impressive. Yeah, I would say this quote is really one of the absolute best that I've ever heard from Wayne. And I've never heard this exact one. I've heard so many that he said, but this one is really just at the absolute tops here. Here's a simple one. Really simple, but beautiful, and I love it. Miracles come in moments. Be ready and willing. You know, being miracle-minded, you know, if you haven't explored the Course in Miracles, I highly recommend it. It's a non-dualistic teaching, and it's a self-taught teaching. I mean, there's courses and all sorts of things you can do with it, but it has Christian terminology, so a lot of people are turned off by that. But I've been able to overcome that resistance and really see the depth of the teaching, regardless of the filter that it's taught through. Kind of like Neville Goddard, same thing for me. You know, he uses biblical teachings, but you really get to the core of these things. It doesn't have anything to do with Christianity, Judaism, Muslim, Buddhism, whatever. What it has to do with is the teaching to transform our lives in the direction that we want. So A Course in Miracles, I think, can definitely help us do that. And miracles come in moments. Be ready and willing. It's just a little bit of kind of mindset, you know, to position ourselves in the right spot to experience everything good and beautiful in our lives. Let's see. What are we going to wrap up with here? This is a good one. Yeah. This is good. We're going to leave with this one. You cannot always control what goes on outside, but you can always control what goes on inside. It's really important to remember that. No matter what's happening outside you, like the Rudyard Kipling poem, you know, no matter what's happening outside you, if you can be that eye in the storm, stay calm, cool, and collected on the inside of you, just relax, breathe, feel your body, come into the present moment, stay as relaxed as you can, even in chaos and turmoil, you will then be able to manage your life in such a better way, make better decisions, maybe even come up with that miracle in the moment. But you have to be ready and willing. You have to be calm, yet awake on the inside. And then the outside becomes become something that we can always manage. So, with that, I'm going to bid you adieu. Hope you enjoyed this. I loved it. I want to do 100 more for you. Stay tuned. MattO'GradyCoaching.com. And if you don't know it, I have a YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube, put in Matt O'Grady Coaching. Please subscribe, like, and comment on some videos. I appreciate you. Thank you. Bye.